The Safe Room Project was approved by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. The funding is distributed through the Missouri State Emergency Management Agency, or SEMA. Joyce Ryerson is the superintendent for the Morgan County R2 School District. Ryerson says, although there was a need for a new auditorium, it was because of a tornado in 2006, which nearly hit the South Elementary School in Graveway Mills, that prompted the decision.
We became aware that FEMA was providing grants for shelters to help protect students in the event of a tornado. So our district first started looking at the grant back in 2012. We started with a presentation to our Board of Education in March of 2012. We filed a notice of intent in April of 2012.
Ryerson says, because of FEMA regulations, the safe room needs to be within 5 minutes of individuals seeking shelter. The 15,000 square foot auditorium will house 1,700 people. Currently, the district is in phase one of the two-phase process.
The time clock is already ticking on what they call the design phase. They expect the design phase would take about 11 months. So we have until around the first part of November to get all of the blueprints and drawings, everything to FEMA for approval. They also have to be certified by engineers that they will withstand an EF5 tornado.
Thanks to the Federal Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, FEMA will contribute 75%, or $1.8 million, of the $2.4 million of construction cost. The remaining 25% of the cost will be shifted to the district. Brian Waltz is the Hazard Mitigation Assistant Specialist for FEMA. He says although FEMA is not working directly with Morgan County R2 School District, safe room projects like this are not unusual.
Safe rooms are pretty common project type under the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, at least in our region, which is Region 7.
Walt says, although the funding for the project is through the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, the funds are only made available after a presidentially declared disaster to the state. The location of the new auditorium is set for the main campus of the school district, where its elementary, middle, and high schools are situated. The completion of the safe room is estimated for the fall of 2016. Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, KBIA News.